The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. We are You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Mike Roizen here. I'm Joe Galewski. Dr. Deb Lonser will be back soon. She's a very important part of the show. She will be soon, so hang around for her. Thank you for listening here today. It's hour number two, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. In this hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist, coming up at 20 past the hour. What we exhale slows our brain. There's some new data on carbon dioxide. There is arsenic in rice.
Okay. I'm actually looking forward to what he says about that and how you protect yourself from it.
I'm looking forward to arsenic in rice. And I'm also looking forward to this study that shows cooked hamburgers, fast food hamburgers, cause more air pollution than diesel trucks. The study focused on burgers. Burger restaurants, I guess the equipment generates grease, smoke, water, vapors, and combustion products. An 18-wheeler diesel engine truck would have to drive 145 miles on a highway to put out the same mass of particulates as a single hamburger patty you might get from the BK or some other fast food joint.
I'll bet it isn't very healthy cooking there, then, if they have that much particulate in the air right there. It also means that you shouldn't live by a fast food restaurant, no matter how convenient it is to get food. Living by a fast food restaurant, especially the exhaust from the fan over the burger place, and that's probably true of any restaurant, I guess. So in addition to living away from the highway from particulate and sound purposes, you probably should move away from the burger place.
I want to know how you can compare diesel emissions with hamburger smoke, but I guess that's why Dr. Gary Ginsberg will be here at 20 after. 34 past the hour, straight talk from the docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's going on today?
Oh, we have mercury in skin lightening ingredients, and it's sneaking back in, even though the FDA has been hard on the heels. He's also going to talk to us about infections, in post-operative infections, and a patient's tips on preventing. This patient gave some great insights, so he wants to repeat them. And then one more story. Monarch Medi Spa in Maryland closed. It was closed by the state because they had three infections and a death after liposuction. So he's going to talk to us about that too. And we have a number of stories about, in fact, the skin we're going to talk about, and maybe about the best birth control methods for teenage girls. I know he'll want to say something about that.
Dr. Arthur Perry, 34 past the hour. And another real age tip at the end of the hour. What's the topic?
How to lose weight, get healthy, and avoid eating disorders. Again, it's a little bit about Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau, who got it right. Becoming the new feminine ideal requires just the right combination of insecurity, exercise, bulimia, and surgery. Ironically, the more pressure society put on girls and women to look real thin and photoshopped of all flaws, the more they struggle with obesity and self-esteem. So we're going to talk about the easy way around this.
All right, let's take a question off the email line at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. This email from Michael, one of the questions is, I recently saw a blurb about pure raspberry ketone, recommended by Dr. Oz. What are your thoughts, and does it matter what brand?
You know, they sold out after he recommended it on the store. Raspberry ketone has some animal studies that it promotes weight loss. Nothing in humans. We don't know whether it really does work in humans. It isn't unhealthy. That is, there's no negative from it other than a dollar transfer from you to the maker, and yet probably does matter which manufacturer you use, but we don't, Dr. Oz doesn't recommend specific products, and in this case, because of the great demand, probably most of the products are a little short of real raspberry ketones. I'd wait till we get better data before you try that for weight loss, unless you've tried it already and it's working great for you. But if you've tried it and it isn't working or you can't get it, it may be because it doesn't work in humans, or it may be because they're adulterating it enough to fill the demand that not much raspberry ketone is in any of the products now.
Very good. Thank you, Michael, for the email, udocs@gmail.com. One of the top medical news stories of the week, there's a crazy reason our brains are shrinking. So let's get into that for a couple of minutes.
It is...
They came out with a new study, actually, that found that stress blocks the formation of new nerve connections, and it can lead to, actually, the brain shrinking.
So nerve connections, the volume of the brain is extremely important in weight control, believe it or not, because the most metabolically active organ in the body, and for a lot of other things, but the most metabolically active organ in the body is the brain, and it is the brain connections, just maintenance of those at baseline, that consumes all the calories. It's not thinking, it is maintenance of those. What do you do to maintain them? It is you block stress, that is manage stress, and you do a little intense exercise. Those are the two things. We talked about the testosterone release from exercise that is the brain's own testosterone release that increases connections. It may be brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor, but it looks like it is also testosterone made in the brain itself. So even if you castrate the animals or have just female animals, they make testosterone in the brain, and it increases connections. So exercise, a great way, and blocking stress seems to increase those connections, which helps you lose weight.
And the researchers from the study also suggested taking omega-3s because those have been found to reduce stress levels as well.
Yeah, omega-3 is good for everything. Just about everything.
It is.
Well, in fact, I got so enthused about omega-7, omega-3, omega-5, and omega-9. Omega-9, olive oil. Omega-3, that DHA. Omega-7 is the palmitoleic acid, which has been shown in animals, at least, to decrease diabetes, improve insulin sensitivity, decrease production of LDL, the lousy cholesterol, decrease inflammation. So omega-7 may do the same things and block in the animal models plaque formation. And omega-5 is from pomegranates. That's the only place we know of that fat being in any quantity. And it blocks breast cancer development in animal models. So omega-5 and 7 we don't have as good data on. We have great data and more data on omega-7, by the way, tons more than omega-5. But we have great data on omega-3 and 9, so you want to get, if I can pardon the trademark, the odd omegas. I love that, the odd omegas.
Odd omegas.
Anyway, so odd omegas seem to be good for the body. The even omegas, omega-6, and the saturated fat and trans fat, not so good.
Let's fit this email question in before the break.
In fact, those are bad.
Dr. Ginsberg. Okay, those are bad. Yeah, Dr. Mike, you've recommended NAC and CoQ10 for my friend who's got COPD. Results taken them were good for about half a year, 9 months, but he lately found he was having upset stomach and burping. So he stopped some foods with no result. Then he stopped the NAC, and then these burps disappeared. Is that a possible side effect? Any suggestions?
Yeah, my guess is he may be getting a brand that is specific. That's a brand-specific effect. It can cause that burping, but those are depends on actually the vehicle that the N-acetylcysteine or the CoQ10 is with, rather than the CoQ10 and the N-acetylcysteine itself. But so he can prove Koch's postulates if you go on, off, eat them with food. You should eat it with food, by the way. But the other way of dealing with it is get different brands and see if it is all brands or just the brand he's getting, because it does appear to be brand specific.
All right, udocs@gmail.com, UDOCS@gmail.com for your email questions and Dr. Mike's answers to your questions. Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up, arsenic in rice, and air pollution for burger joints could be worse than diesel trucks, and some other stories, too. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual-temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-226-5454. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Listen, our show weekly brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Time for What's Toxic, What's Not. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, a study says cooked hamburgers and burger joints have more air pollution than diesel trucks. They focused on burgers, charbroilers in burger joints. And an 18-wheeler diesel truck would have to drive 143 miles on the freeway to put out the same mass of particulates as a single charbroiled hamburger patty. Here's Dr. G. Can you really compare diesel emissions with hamburger smoke, Gary?
Absolutely, yeah. The particles that come off of a cooker, one of these grills, is a major source of air pollution. Breathing that in it's a brew of toxic chemicals, including a lot of bad particulate matter that will deposit in your lung. When you see them come off of some of these fast food places, or even just sort of in an alleyway, any kind of a restaurant that grills a lot of food, they have to have an exit for all that smoke, and it looks like a heavy black mist. That, and it's sooty, and some people call it meat soot. So no, it's not good to inhale, and you want to, you know, they're not all that well regulated. The way the consumer, or the consumer of the air, if you live nearby or you work nearby one of these, you could usually complain to the city or state health department and say that smoke from this restaurant is impeding, moving off their premises onto your premises. And there, most states and cities and towns have codes against odors or visible smoke plumes, including from fireplaces, and leaving one premises and going over a property line and into your facility. So they would come out and take a look at that and try to get it under control. At this particular point in time, a lot of research is going in to putting catalytic converters, just like on a diesel truck, putting catalytic converters on so that the smoke will be captured and denoxified before it's released. And there are some cookers now that already have it. It costs about $30,000 per cooker. So small businesses are going to suffer. And then it costs $10,000 a year to maintain one of these filters or catalytic converters.
Nice.
But it's certainly worth it in terms of public health, because that is a large source of particle pollution.
But what is the basis of comparison? I mean, what's the frequency of exposure and duration of exposure? Did they look into that?
Yeah, well, those are all great questions. You know, and if a diesel truck is driving by in the street, you know, you're only going to be exposed transiently unless there's a lot of them driving by. Whereas this is a consistent, ongoing source while that restaurant is running, and you could have homes nearby. What we see, the major complaints are usually from businesses that are nearby. So you could have a bank nearby, you can have a nail salon nearby, a travel agent, and they're going to be getting, when the wind is blowing, right, they're going to be getting it right inside. And that could be a nasty odor. That could be a carbon monoxide. It can make you feel sick, and certainly particle pollution.
So are we going to see EPA regulations for Burger King now?
Yeah. Well, California has that already, and it may well spread across the country. And this research that they're doing with one of the universities in California is to look at what they are going to require McDonald's, et cetera, to put in, so that it's adding not only to the local amount of pollution people are breathing, but to the whole regional airshed, because you have enough of these kind of restaurants, and it's really adding up.
All right, let's go from burgers to rice, and what might be in rice.
Yeah, well, I think I've talked on the show about the arsenic in rice problem, and it really stems from the fact that rice takes up arsenic quite well from the soil. And in parts of the U.S., like Louisiana, Missouri, Texas, Arkansas, where there had been a lot of cotton grown, we don't grow cotton anymore in this country, pretty much. It's all been exported. So instead, that land has now been converted over to rice. Cotton needed a lot of arsenic to kill whatever attacked cotton, and now there's still a lot of arsenic in the ground. It's going up into the rice, and they've actually come up with rice cultivars that can handle a lot of arsenic, because normally arsenic is toxic to a plant. Right now, rice from Texas and that part of the south central of the U.S. is particularly high. Worldwide, probably the highest levels of arsenic in rice comes from that part of the U.S. So the FDA just released 200 data points for different samples they took from the supermarket for rice. Consumers Union did 223 samples. FDA has got a lot more that they are going to sample by the end of this year. It's all adding up to, if I could emphasize one thing, and that's baby rice cereal. Per body weight, babies, when they first, their first diet, non-breast milk food may be rice cereal. They might eat that three times a day. That I think should, parents should diversify off that. Right now, the American Academy of Pediatrics says it doesn't have to be rice cereal. It could be anything that's non-allergenic. You don't want your baby to start off on wheat, cereal, that has gluten and that may cause allergies, but anything else that's easily digestible like barley or oats, or mix in some rice. But you don't want your baby exclusively on rice cereal.
Now, the reason why there is some arsenic in rice is because rice is grown underground, right? And it gets the chemicals from underground. Is that true?
No. It's typically in very wet areas, and they flood it, but it's not underground. It could be underwater.
Underwater, I mean. Yeah, okay, underwater. Yeah, okay. That's...
Yeah, I know, but for whatever reason, rice is very efficient at taking up arsenic out. So it's trying to suck up nutrients out of that wet soil, and arsenic just follows it. Other kinds of plants don't take up arsenic nearly as well. So it's the wrong thing to grow in old cotton patches, but that's what is happening in the middle of the country. So brown rice is higher in arsenic than white rice, unfortunately. I would say if you're eating a lot of rice as a staple in your diet, try to source it from India or California.
All right, we got 2 minutes. Let's fit this one in. And apparently what we exhale slows our brain. How so?
Yeah, well, I give talks a lot to people who run buildings or to people who work in office buildings, and the number one complaint, everybody's surprised at this, but the number one complaint people have about a building is not the formaldehyde off-gassing or not some odor from the copy room, the ozone, but it's carbon dioxide. They don't know they're complaining about carbon dioxide. It's what we exhale, of course, but they don't know they're complaining that they're feeling tired and they're feeling like they can't think straight and they just want to go home. They need fresh air. They want to take a walk. Their boss bothers them as well. But the number one complaint really has to do with poor ventilation and a buildup of carbon dioxide. And it doesn't help you think straight. You need fresh air. So there's been a standard of about 1,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide in schools and office buildings. Below that, they don't have to do anything. Above that, the recommendation is you increase the airflow, bring in more fresh air. Well, a study was just done in 22 volunteers that sat in a chamber and were exposed to either 600 parts per million or 1,000 or 2,500, and they found even at 1,000, where the current recommendation is, even at 1,000, people performed much more poorly on computer tasks and decision-making skills, very inefficient. So the bottom line here is that this is a problem with a lot of offices and schools. If you're feeling tired and it's only 10 in the morning or everybody's on coffee all day, it may be that you've got bad airflow in the building. And if your kid isn't learning well in school, it may be that that school's ventilation is not proper.
All right. Our building here in the studio is a former ball bearing plant. Wish us luck.
Might be some solvents in there. I would start investigating it. Don't mind that.
I'm going to keep your phone number handy. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic and What's Not What's Toxic.com is his email address, and he checks in with us every week here on the show. All right, coming up after the break, another interesting segment. We call it Straight Talk from the Docs. And checking in, Dr. Arthur Perry, with a lot of interesting topics to talk about in his field of expertise. And we'll wrap up the show the way we wrap it up every week with another Real Age Tip of the Week. So stick around for those terrific segments. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, Dr. Perry, is it true you're being held captive in a car at gun by the Maryland Medi Spa called, what's the name of that Medi Spa? Monarch.
The Monarch, yeah. Wow, that's some story, huh?
So they had 3 infections, 1 death, and Maryland state officials clamped them and closed them.
That's right. This is called a Medi Spa, and somehow they sort of skirted the Surgis Center regulations in the state of Maryland. They weren't inspected. They weren't accredited. And they had some real disasters. And in the last couple weeks, I guess they had 3 major infections after liposuction cases, and one of those patients died, and so the state of Maryland finally closed them down, and they're in high mercury levels. In fact, there was a woman in Northern California, and this is according to the FDA, by the way, she had more than 100 times the acceptable amount of mercury. What's acceptable, by the way? But
by the way, did she have a peripheral neuropathy?
In that patient, they did not announce exactly what her problem. They said she had symptoms of mercury poisoning.
Of sushi a month, so this is a real problem. It's not as much of a problem in older people, but don't use the whitening creams on young kids.
Right. So it's just another lesson, Mike, that in the United States, you need to look at the labels very carefully and purchase your products from reputable companies. And here's one where I would say made in the USA is going to be a very good thing, because, Mike, there's a gap in the in our country here in that non-United States products are coming in and they're adulterated with mercury. Now, in the United States, because there is a ban, no product should be made, and I have not heard of a domestic product being made with mercury. Where people get into trouble is when there are imported skin creams where you cannot be sure whether there's mercury or not in it. So look for that made in the USA.
Are you saying that the imports are not held to the same standards as one made in the United States, or are you saying the imported companies are just running around it?
Exactly. That's correct.
Which one of those? Wait a second. Which one of those?
No.
You said yes, that's correct. But which choice?
No, it's the irresponsible companies that are illegally importing or exporting into the United States, companies importing the products. These, by the way, are being found not in your stores like Walgreens and Rite Aid and things. These are found in the dollar stores. These are found in the discount stores. Those are the people that are buying the odd label products from outside the United States at relatively inexpensive prices. Remember that mercury is a very effective skin lightener, and some people continue to use those products, not knowing that they're getting mercury.
Bridget has a question.
So I was wondering, you just said that it's important to read the labels. Is there any other way that mercury would be listed on the ingredients list that doesn't say mercury straightforward?
And I've never seen labels on skin products.
No. Skin products. Oh, yeah. All skin products in the United States that are sold in the United States must have the ingredients listed. And since mercury is banned, there's no way mercury could appear on those lists. What I'm saying is that they're not listing it. They're not listing mercury. You're not seeing mercury on the label. But if it's made in the United States, we're going to have an assumption here, which may or may not be correct, that United States manufacturers would not have the nerve to put mercury in their products. But outside the country, it is being done. So what I'm saying is, we're not talking about reading the ingredient list on the label, because heaven forbid mercury was on the label. We're talking about just the simple thing made in the USA. Here, there is some protection because we're under the FDA regulations, and I've not heard of a domestic producer of any skin cream that contained mercury. All the ones in the United States, Mike, that have been found have been made in Mexico and have been made in Asia for the most part.
One of the interesting sidelights to this story, in fact, is that despite the bashing the EPA gets in from some political candidates and the FDA gets, those are actually regarded as highly significant and healthful organizations. So the EPA, despite the bashing that is done by some companies on TV, et cetera, about I think even some of the energy companies have been bashing the EPA, obviously, and they are still, it's something like 92% of people think the ads are the false ones and are falsely criticizing the EPA, and they want to keep the EPA regulations in place. I guess the energy companies can run around it and essentially pay off the politicians, if you will. But at least the public has strong support for the EPA and the FDA, and I guess they are protecting us. Let's talk about the other story, and I guess we may have to do it when we come back to finish it, but there's another wonderful story about infections and obviously there were some deaths of the infections, but would you tell us more about this and the infections and the death and the story you got from the patient on how the patients are looking at infections in surgery centers and after surgery?
Well, that's right. It's a huge problem, Mike. And one of the reasons infections are maybe becoming a little more likely with liposuction is because of the tubes that are used to suction fat. So now let's explain this a little better. And I know we have to break for a second, but there's something called a cannula, which is a tube that fat is suctioned through, and that has some potential problems when it's sterilized. And I think that's where these infections are coming from.
What do you mean?
So maybe
by,
when we come back from the break.
What do you mean by when we come back from the day break? We're going to have to talk about what you mean by problems in being sterilized. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with more about how to protect yourself from infections in the operating room when you've got to undergo surgery, and even in the hospital. We'll talk a little bit about that. This is young Dr. Mike Roizen with old Dr. Arthur Perry. Bridget's here too on You, the Owner Manual radio show on health on Radio MD now.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a four-year-old would get a four-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Young Dr. Mike. Now, Arthur, we're talking about infections and cannula. What's a cannula and how does it cause infections? Aren't they supposed to be disposable and perfectly sterilized? What's going on?
Well, very rarely are they disposable, Mike. Most cannulas, first of all, that's a fancy name for a tube. And when we do liposuction, the procedure involves making a tiny incision, and we place this hollow tube with a blunt end and some holes on the end of it through the incision, and we kind of move our hand back and forth real hard and break up the fat. Sounds great, doesn't it? And then we suction it right out of you. So that's what liposuction is. Now, those tubes are then processed after the procedure, and what that means is someone takes some water and they blow it through the tube to get
all particles
out. They're
plastic tubes, right? These are plastic tubes?
No, these are metal.
Okay,
these are metal tubes.
You can have both plastic and metal tubes?
Yeah, there are plastic tubes, but for the most part, people use metal. And even, by the way, the disposable ones, they're also metal. But most places don't use the disposable ones, Mike, because of the cost. And it's perfectly acceptable from everyone's point of view, including the Center for Disease Control, to re-sterilize these instruments just like we re-sterilize scissors and forceps and all the other things. We don't throw those instruments out after each surgical procedure. But we have to be more careful with a tubed structure like a liposuction tube because stuff can get caught in it. And when it gets caught in it, when we sterilize those, and sterilization is done with heat and pressure, we sterilize these instruments normally for about 10 minutes, and we're supposed to kill everything that could possibly grow. But if there's a clump of junk, how's that? If there's a clump of junk
clump
inside of
there.
Clump of
junk. What do you mean by a clump of junk?
Disgusting.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
if
there's a clump of, yeah, if there's some fat left behind, then it is very possible that it would not be completely sterilized. And so the facility has to be very meticulous. They really do. They have to properly clean those tubes out, properly sterilize, and assure that nothing is left behind. And you always err
Now, you're talking about short-term sterilization. Don't we do long-term full sterilization of overnight in a pressure cooker type thing?
No, never anymore. No one sterilizes overnight. It's about a 10-minute sterilization process.
Well, Remember, 10-minute sterilization is called flash, right? There's a longer process.
3 minutes.
It's a couple hours, right?
No, 3 minutes is the flash. So you're thinking of the entire process of sterilization. When we send instruments out of the operating room, it does take a couple hours to get them back sterile because they go through the washing machine, and then they're separated by the crew and then sterilized. But the actual time at 270 degrees and high-pressure sterilization is only 10 minutes. It's only 10 minutes because that's adequate to kill everything as long as the instruments are properly cleaned.
So they got to be clean first, and that's the washing machine.
Yeah, it's the washing machine or manual. For tubes, it's manual. People actually take those tubes and take these long brushes like elongated bottle brushes.
I can tell you, the two women in this office who are with me today have about the most disgusting looks on their face. Like,
yeah.
You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
It sounds so gross.
Well, this is what it's all about, though. Now, so in this particular problem in the Monarch Med Spa, the state of Maryland found what they call deviations from the standard infection control practices at the center. Now, I don't know whether that means they didn't sterilize the instruments properly. they didn't prepare the skin with antibacterials properly or did not give antibiotics to the patient. I'm not sure in these cases, but you know what? Probably all of those, they're very likely, because those spas did not have any oversight. They didn't have accreditation, and they weren't licensed facilities. So that's lesson number one. By the way, you can find it in your book, Mike, You, the Smart Patient.
Well, how do you check to find out? How do you know they're accredited?
Well, that's so important. You should simply ask.
Ask for the license.
Ask to see. There's a certificate. I have a certificate right outside my operating room that says I'm accredited by the American Association for Ambulatory Surgical Facilities. So everybody hangs those proudly because it means there's been oversight. Someone's come in and inspected and found that the processes and the practices of that operating room meet federal standards. That's extremely important. It's as important as choosing the right surgeon.
Well, the right surgeon will only operate in one of those places if he knows that, correct?
And that's true. In fact, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons requires their members, which are all board certified, to operate only in accredited facilities. That's a good point you bring up. We cannot. If we will lose not our board certification, but our membership in our national society if we operate in an unaccredited facility for exactly that reason, Mike.
Arthur, thank you. We're going to come back to this next week because I think it's a really important point. But right now, I want to do the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And this one is how to lose weight, get healthy, and avoid eating disorders. Lose weight, get healthy, avoid eating disorders. That's a really big thing. If you're a woman, it's likely that you or other women you know are wondering how to lose weight and get healthy. Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau got it right. Becoming the new feminine ideal requires just the right combination of insecurity, exercise, bulimia, and surgery. Ironically, the more pressure society put on girls and women to look rail thin and photoshopped of all flaws, the more women struggle with obesity and self-esteem. 70% of adults in the U.S. are now overweight or obese, and it's estimated that 35% of kids are there too. No one, not even women over the age of 50, is exempt from the "I should be thin, I'm fat" emotional roller coaster. A new report reveals that 62% of older women believe their weight or shape is a major bummer. Many have eating disorders, and a significant number vomit, take diet pills, or use laxatives to lose weight. We want you to stop, take a deep breath, and consider this. You can boost your self-esteem, make your real age younger, lose weight, get stronger, and feel happier without adapting extreme and extremely harmful habits. How to lose weight? Get a walking buddy, a dog, a friend, headphones. Women are best at this. Another woman is best at this. Start slowly. Your long-term goal is to walk more than 10,000 steps a day, every day, and make simple diet changes. Avoid the five food felons: saturated fat, trans fat, any grain that isn't 100% whole grain, added sugars, and added syrups. To lose weight and get healthy, be patient and persistent. The next time you see that 80-pound waif on a magazine cover, think, I am so much smarter and so much healthier because you are. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We want to thank Sonar for engineering and the rest of our team for participating, sharing knowledge, and you especially for listening.